So good evening, everybody, and welcome to tonight's GY3 Success Team Call. I'll be your host this evening, Jim Tanner, in Boston, Massachusetts. And I am live here on the call, but I've also decided to live stream this evening's call. Now, we've got a bunch of folks on the Facebook group. Welcome. I know some folks are listening to the audio on our conference bridge, watching the feed. I just thought it would be fun. Listen, when Mark Riches is away, sometimes I just want to do things different. I just want to shake things up. I just want to rattle and roll a little bit, and I hope everybody can dig that. And I like the feedback, too. I'm looking at the camera. I'm talking on the phone, but what I get to do when we have folks on Facebook at the same time is I can see the comments coming up on my screen, and that allows me to feel like I'm actually interacting with everybody. I'm not just, kind of talking by myself. And as I was about to say, you guys just beat me to it on Facebook. If you are on Facebook, if you'd be so kind to keep the hearts, thumbs up, smiley faces coming, what that does for the rest of our GY3 Success Team members is it just it helps to bubble this up in their news feed so that they can catch this. And if this is the first few moments of the call for you and you're just jumping on, I will not be offended, hurt, or otherwise feel like you're not paying attention. If you take 10 seconds while I'm talking here at the front of the call and just text a few more people, make sure that your team is plugged in to tonight's call. I've got some stuff I want to talk about, and I hope that's valuable for you. I want to catch everybody up, though. I've got some updates for you as well. So I want to catch everybody up on a couple of things we've been talking about that Mark Riches has mentioned that you've seen in emails coming out. And I don't have a visual for you. Here's what I don't want to do this evening. So there's always a danger. There's always a challenge, I should say, when you're talking to a large group of people about something that's coming soon. There's a segment of that group that will make the determination that the thing coming soon is so exciting, so groundbreaking, and so life-changing or business-changing that they want to wait. They want to stop what they're doing that's currently working, and they want to wait for the new thing. Or they want to forego the daily activity that will bring them success in the future, and they want to wait for the new thing. So I'm going to talk to you at the top of the call here about a new thing, and you've been hearing a little bit about this, but I want to make sure everybody understands that now is not the time to be waiting or anticipating. I just want you to be informed as folks that are building teams, that are leaders and are in a leadership position. And for those of you who've been around for a while, I think this will be clearer for you, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but if you've been around for a while, it'll be clearer for you than for others that are new to the team, which is why I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it right now. But you've been hearing about some new URLs that you're going to have access to, and essentially what's coming soon is a process which you will find very familiar if you've ever recruited using the Harvard risk management style recruiting, where you give somebody access to training, help them and assist them as they progress through training, track that progress using technology, and then help them get set up as a member and as an associate and you start producing in the business. And for those of you that know what that is, and you've been saying to yourself, wouldn't it be great if we had like the GY3 version of that, you're going to be very pleased because as you go in, and if you haven't recently, go log into gy3successteam.com and click on the TMS, the team management system, and just look at how that is evolving and more of what, again, if you have access to the Harvard AMS, more of what you would typically see in that green AMS you're now seeing in the purple TMS. And listen, if you're new and you have no idea what I'm talking about, just hold tight. I'm going to get into a lot of information tonight that is going to be incredibly valuable to you, whether you're new or you've been with us for a long time. But I just wanted you to know what all that communication is. And sometimes on our end, we get really excited. And we want to just, I mean, we get so excited, we think that we can get these things complete and ready and totally foolproof and the bugs out of them, you know, in a day. And the reality is it just hasn't happened that quickly. And we want to premiere to you something that absolutely works and that absolutely will help you to build your business faster. So again, if you're familiar with the HRMC recruiting methodology of allowing somebody to gain access to the training portal, go through training, and then become members and associates on your team, you're going to be very pleased to see a GY3 success team version of that. And what we feel very strongly is actually an incredible improvement with simplicity, with tracking that will be even more robust, and really the technology that we've come to be known for, but in a package that is going to appeal to a far broader group of people. For everything we've been able to do to attract the very best and the brightest sales professionals, imagine if you were going to have the ability with that same capability to attract the very best from all walks of life. Teachers, especially this spring when they start looking for what they're going to do for the summer while they're on break. Teachers, sales professionals, people from all walks of life, folks that want to be stay-at-home moms or dads, stay-at-home moms and dads, build a business from home, all of those folks. So the same, again, I'll just finish it by saying this because I don't want to tread the same water, but the same potential and capability you've been experiencing for those of you who've been around a while that you've had as part of the Harvard system coming to you soon, wrapped up in purple, improved, bigger, better, but more importantly, simpler than ever. And truth is, yeah, we wish it was done 5 weeks ago, but the truth is it's not, and it's going to be soon, and then we'll be training you on it. We'll be talking best practices with it. A lot of that will be familiar to folks that have been around for a while. All right, let me get into what I wanted to talk about this evening. If you are on the Facebook group, and get ready for those of you on the conference line, because I'm going to open the lines back up. That means that I'm going to take you all off of mute if you're on the conference bridge. That's a lot of you. So if you're yelling at your kids, stop. If you've got the TV cranked up, because whatever's on, Magnum PI or something, stop. Don't do that. If you're on the Facebook group, I'm going to have you do this by text. And if you are in, and if you're on the call bridge, we call it, then I'm going to open these lines up. I want to hear from everybody, whether that's typing or talking. I want to know who is already registered for the International Convention, the Legal Shield Convention in Dallas, Texas, in less than 90 days. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Let me hear it if you are registered for Dallas, Texas, less
Michael
than 90
Krause,
days from today.
Michael and Elena Krause. Registered.
Karen from Carlsbad, New Mexico is registered. Ben registered.
Clay and Maria in Kentucky are registered.
Registered. Good. All right.
Thank you.
Mike Williams from Ohio is registered.
Carrie from Indiana registered.
Seattle registered. All right. And what have we got here on the Facebook group? We've got a lot of folks. Greg Warren and 10 tickets for my associates that I'll have. Maggie Newton says 3 new associates coming too. Folks, I just want to tell you the truth. Because the truth is the only thing that matters. This convention is, all of the conventions are meaningful and have magnitude and set up your whole year. But not every time do big changes come. And when the big changes come, it's even that much more important that we have everybody there. I remember in Dallas, Texas, and it feels like yesterday. What a cliche to say. It feels like just yesterday. But it does. It just feels like we just did this when the company unveiled the new Legal Shield branding. When MidOcean Partners, who paid $650 million to acquire prepaid legal services, buy all the stock, take it off the New York Stock Exchange, make it a private company, bring in new leadership and executives, do all the research and unveil the marketing, the message, and the branding that was going to take us into the future. And we were sold out at American Airlines Arena in Dallas, Texas for that event because people went into that event not even knowing what the name of their company was going to be the next day. Now, that was big, and there's been big rollouts, and there's been rollouts that were really important. You know, we changed the Performance Club system not that long ago. And when we changed Performance Club from an arbitrary point system, you get a point for a membership, you get a point or 2 points for an associate or whatever, it was fairly arbitrary, to a premium-based system, we have seen that our newest people can immediately grasp and understand how it all works. They're excited about being able to participate, and when they do participate, that helps to build their business and their belief in their business, helps them to earn income. And for those of you as leaders building teams, it helps you to qualify for executive director, because now you can count on your people in your organization doing a minimum of Performance Club. And Performance Club is a very powerful minimum, because there's freedom bonuses, there's trip qualification, there's recognition. I mean, it's very important. And we have 700 executive directors, and those 700 executive directors, some of those people, it's true, they're out there, they're writing 50 sales per month themselves, but the vast majority of those 700 executive directors have assembled a team that produces 50 or more memberships per month, and that's why they're executive directors. And those people that, what are that, the activity that makes up those 50 sales per month for those executive directors is Performance Club. And so, so we want to make sure that people understand big things happen at these events. We roll out the trips so we're working on completing this Cabo program. And Cabo will end in February, the Cabo vacation program. So I'm excited about Cabo. A lot of folks are very excited about Cabo. We're going to have a great time in Cabo. But in Dallas, we're going to be talking about the next trip. And that's the one that everybody's going to be excited about getting into qualification for. And we're going to launch out of Dallas with a lot of momentum. Now, big things are going to be talked about. Shifts and changes that is going to make your business easier to understand for you and easier for your team, your newest people, to understand for themselves as well. That's going to be key to your success in business in 2019. So how can you make the most of Dallas? And this is really what I want to talk about. And Mark Richards mentioned in the email that we put out, we're going to talk about getting people Fast Start qualified as well. I'm going to talk about that on this call, but I want to start with Dallas, because we are inside of 90 days, and we're rapidly closing in on 60. And actually, we're inside of 60. What am I talking about? We are, I think. I can't do the math and look at the camera and do all that at the same time. Someone put in the comments how many days out we are from Dallas, Texas. But it's coming quickly. That's why we want to make sure that everybody that's plugged into this information, that you're registered, because that's step one. Now, that's not the level of commitment that we should be at this close to the event. Hopefully, you've also made your arrangements. I know we have a lot of folks that are doing Airbnb, and that probably right here on this Facebook group, you're talking, you're communicating. For folks that are renting an entire house, hey, we've got a room, we've got two rooms. We're going to see a lot of that on the Facebook group. We've got people that book their hotel rooms and are going to be looking for a roommate. You know, or they booked a couple of rooms and something happens, somebody can't come, and they're going to have a room to fill. But now it's Dallas. There should be no issues with you getting rooms nearby or right at the convention center. There shouldn't be any issues with folks having reasonable travel accommodations, whether you're flying in. There'll be buses coming from major metropolitan areas that are organized by the local leadership in those areas. There's going to be opportunities to not just get to Dallas, but to have community and to have an experience getting to Dallas. I think about all of the experiences I've had just getting to the conventions, traveling back with all that new information and intensity and urgency coming out of the event. I mean, these are the moments of your Legal Shield career. So make sure that you've got your tickets. That's number one. And get them here internally from somebody in the team that bought a bundle that has tickets so that you can lock in the lower rate. I know that through the success team, Mark Riches has some tickets remaining in that bundle. Get those tickets. Don't pay full price. That's the reason that the leaders invested in bundles, is to get you a low price. And we know a lot of you watching this right now, listening to this right now, you weren't even in the business 90 days ago, or 9 days ago, or 9 hours ago. So we want to make sure that you also get, we were thinking of you when we bought these bundles. We want you to get these same prices that we were getting 6 months ago when we bought the tickets. So this tickets are not a profit center for your leadership. We don't buy tickets and then bump up the price and resell them. We get the tickets because we want low ticket prices for everybody, because we don't want there to be any reason for you and your team to not attend the event. And so we want to get you there. That's number one. Why? Big decisions are made at big events. Now, there's people that go to the convention and they don't quite understand the scope of this company, Legal Shield, this international business going global, this billion-dollar valuation company going to a multiple of that. They don't understand that going in, but they understand it when they arrive, when they experience the several days of the convention and go home. They don't understand going in just how many people have their best interests in mind and in heart. You know, for myself and for a lot of folks, we come to Legal Shield and we've never had successful people pulling for us, cheering us on, mentoring us before this. And it's a little bit hard to believe. You really need to get the experience of being there yourself and seeing that these are real people. Some of them have earned millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars, and they are so invested and thoughtfully approaching how they can best help you and I, to best help you and I to have the same success they've had even faster. I think before you go into convention, it's easy to perhaps think that access to justice, equal access, is branding or buzzwords, or it's just something we say. But when you're in Dallas, if you've never been to our convention before, when you are in Dallas, when you are among those thousands of people who truly believe that equal access to justice is not only important, but it's our mission, you will understand it's not branding and it's not a buzzword. It is what we wake up to do every single day. Big decisions are made at these big events. You may go to this event or someone on your team attends and they walk in there, like myself, with a goal to earn $400 a week so I could quit my job. And then you watch people walk across that stage and tell their story of how they went from humble beginnings, from adversity, and they went all the way, not just to being able to catch up their bills or to have extra income, and not even just making a lot of money, but being able to be so financially secure that they're now in a position where they can, with a relaxed intensity, enrich the lives of so many others, to be an agent of change in other people's lives. And you'll watch them walk across the stage and be awarded their $100,000 ring or $200,000 ring, all the way up to a $1 million ring. That's what they're earning in a year in their business. And we'll celebrate them and their stories, because their stories are proof that if they can do it, that we can do it too. And there is not a single person, man or woman, that will stand on that stage with their hands raised in victory and say that they are the best or that they're the greatest. They all stand humbly as an example of what's possible for everyone else in the arena. And make no mistake, the immersion that you feel in that arena helps you to make those big decisions. So again, people will come into that event with a mindset to earn a little bit of extra income. And they'll leave with the idea that this can be not just a career, but that they can be a part of our mission, that they can earn incredible income, that they can help others to have the options that incredible income allow, and to be able to communicate that, be excited about it, and then go build their business when they get home. I just want you to think for a second. Why would we? Why would the leaders of these big organizations, why would we want to take you out of your home marketplace, have you travel and incur costs? Why would we spend so much energy? We've been talking about Dallas for 6 months. We've been talking about Dallas since Nashville, which was September, so it will be 6 months by the time we get to Dallas. We'll be tired of hearing ourselves talk about the Dallas convention, but we know that it is incredibly important to your business, to your year, to your future, to get yourself there and to get your whole team there. So I wanted to give you some thoughts about the power of this convention. You're going to hear and learn things that you're going to need to know. Those things, those the numbers and the how-tos and the PDFs that go along with them, it's true. All of that will be made available to everybody after the convention. But it's the immersion that is so important. It's the belief building in yourself and your whole team that happens when we all get together inside of that building. So how do we get you and your team to that event? And I just want to start that thought process by telling you a story. I had become someone, I don't have time for my entire story this evening, but I have time for what's relevant to getting your team to Dallas. I had frustratingly been building my business. I started to recruit a few people, and I started to figure out the recruiting. Some of you are at this stage. You're starting to figure out recruiting. And I was bringing people through the process of running the bases, like we talk about in the training. And I would get them through the process and get them signed up as members and associates, and I was happy. And as a matter of fact, by the time I had gotten to not an international convention, but to a to one of Mark Rich's team events, which we held in Ada, Oklahoma, at the Legal Shield headquarters, by the time I had gotten there, people had started to hear my name and know who I was. And that felt kind of good, actually. I mean, I had struggled in my business. I was frustrated for some time trying to figure out how to communicate with people, how to recruit, how to be true to a schedule, and how to be accountable to myself. But I finally started to figure some of that out. I got enough people looking at the opportunity so that I could work with the people who were interested and get them signed up. And I remember going to this event in Ada, Oklahoma, as the number one recruiter in Mark Rich's organization. And so I'd been on calls like this. Now, you might say, well, yeah, we hear you on the calls. But remember, all those years ago, I wasn't someone whose name anybody knew. But I was progressing, and I was being talked about on these calls as the top recruiter. And so by the time I got to Ada, Oklahoma, people had heard my name, but they didn't know what I looked like. And when they were meeting me, they were saying, oh, you're Jim Tanner. You're that top recruiter. And it felt really good. I'm going to be honest with you. It's the first time that I was really feeling like I was winning in my business. But here's what people started asking me. They were excited to meet me, but they were asking me the same question over and over again. How many people from your team are here? And the thing was, I was the only person from the team that I had recruited so far. I was the only one there. And I hadn't really thought much about it. I mean, I was going. I was excited to go. I'd been going to events. So when events were put on the calendar, I would register and I would show up at events. But now, as the top recruiter, I started to see people's faces. They were confused when they started to see, well, he's the top recruiter, but no one from his team is here. And I started to realize that I had made a mistake. See, I hadn't really considered getting my team to come with me. I had learned how to recruit people, but I had not yet learned how to sponsor them. I had not yet learned how to advocate for them and to talk to them and promote to them events that were beneficial to their business. I guess I thought back then that I was going to receive all this information and be the gatekeeper of it and then deliver it back to my team. And I remember taking furious notes that first day, thinking that I had made a terrible mistake and I need to get this information to my team. And by the time we got to the lunch break on day one, I realized with all the notes I had written, I still was never going to be able to bring this back to my team. They weren't going to be able to experience Linda Pitt and Chris Evans and Mike Riches and Mark Riches and so many of these other fantastic trainers and speakers. And they certainly weren't going to be able to experience what I was experiencing, touring that incredible home office in Ada, walking those halls, those same halls that Harlan Stonecipher walked. And Wilbur Smith. And I made a promise to myself. I looked around. I surveyed that room. There was plenty of empty seats. And I made a promise to myself that I would never again attend one of those events by myself. I believe truly that's the day I shifted from being a recruiter to being a sponsor. And to understanding that recruiting somebody is not the finish line. It's the start line. And so in that decision, and we had 6 months to go, before our next team event, which was going to be back in Cookeville, Tennessee, Many of you have recently been to a Cookeville event. There was going to be an opportunity to get training from many of those same people, but also to tour the Rich's Ranch, to have a barbecue. It was going to be a wonderful time. And I worked hard at delivering a group of people to that event. As a matter of fact, more than half of the people that attended that event were a part of my organization. And it has grown like that ever since. And here was the difference. Again, I'd already learned how to recruit people, but I started sponsoring them. I started identifying that the moment they sign up is where it all begins, not where it all ends. See, I had thought early on that that was all I had to do was sign them up and that they were going to do the rest. They would figure it out. Well, the truth is, when I look back at my own business, that's not how it worked for me. I didn't just miraculously figure it out. As a matter of fact, I had a lot of help and encouragement. I had people providing urgency and helping me to see deadlines and opportunities with bonuses so that I could take full advantage of the Legal Shield opportunity. I just hadn't noticed that it was happening. It was so subtle. So I looked back on it, and I started to do the same thing. So I started to promote to my team coming right out of that ADA event, the Cookeville event. And I went beyond promoting. I really nurtured that. I made sure people were getting their tickets, but I also helped them to figure out where was the best hotel to stay, what was closest to where we were going to be, what was the cheapest in town. I really put an effort into getting them to that event because I wanted them to see what I saw, experience what I experienced. I wanted them to have full immersion. And like I said, that has helped catapult my business. That is that was the direct reason that we went to a six-figure income, and that it continues to grow, and that we have leadership teams that do the same with their teams, get them to every event. Here's some more, the difference between sponsoring and recruiting. Sponsoring, when you sponsor people and not just recruit them in, recruiting them is selling them the opportunity, and sponsoring them is being their advocate, being their business partner. Now, that does not mean, although it's challenging, that does not mean wanting it more for them than they want it for themselves. That could be a challenge of its own. It means giving them the space to become who they're going to be while also coaching them and directing them towards the information and the experiences that they need. For example, the 10 core commitments, personal development, 10 pages of a good book a day. Remember, when you recruit a new person, they probably aren't in the habit of reading 10 pages of a personal development book every day or listening to audios every day. They're not in the habit of doing that. So we have to coach and nurture them towards those habits. They're not in the habit of getting onto a call like this. So we have to remind them and encourage them and compliment and congratulate them when they do it. We have to encourage them to go to their weekly briefing, their Super Saturday events, and to get registered for the international convention. We have to make sure that they understand what the expectations are. True, yes, but expectations is one thing. What people really need to know is, alongside of expectations, what are the best practices? In other words, what do the people who've had the most success do? And then to coach people towards that information. For example, not everybody that's going to be in Dallas, Texas, out of all those thousands of people, not all of the people in that building are Millionaire Club members. They won't be Millionaire Club members, but every Millionaire Club member will be in that building. Not everybody in the building is a six-figure, a multiple six-figure annual earner, but the six-figure and multiple six-figure annual earners will be at that event. And to help people to see that the path of least resistance, the shortcut, if you will, is through these things that they're not used to doing. That the path to the top, the path to success, the path to the accolades and the financial rewards is through being outside of your comfort zone and doing things that you wouldn't traditionally do. Maybe you wouldn't traditionally attend a convention, whether that's nearby or half a world away. But that's the path to success for a variety of the reasons we went over earlier in the call. So I hope everybody understands. I really wanted to start with Dallas because when you build your business from event to event, you're building leaders. When you can get your team to the event, plugged into it, and make sure that they get the most out of it, which, by the way, includes helping them to to feel welcome at the event, understanding that at their first event, there's going to be thousands of people there they've never met. If you can introduce them to some people they've maybe heard on a call or seen on a Facebook group, like myself, like you, of course, if you don't live near them when you recruited them, like other members of the leadership team in our organization, they'll feel more tied in, comfortable, and more connected. And what that will do is that will make even the most introverted of our new associates feel comfortable connecting with other Legal Shield associates at the event. And many of us have built lifelong bonds with other Legal Shield associates that we've met at these types of events. So let's get back to what Mark Rich has talked about, and then I'm going to wrap up the call this evening. I want you, based on what I've just said, I want you to continue that line of thinking, that logic, to getting a new associate Fast Start qualified. And understanding that Fast Start qualification is about setting a set of disciplines in motion that will propel them forward. Because, as you've heard me say before, in our business, how you do anything is how you'll do everything. So if you are casual with your new recruit and you recruit them but you don't sponsor them, like you just recruit them and see what they're going to do, then if you're being casual with them, they will feel that and they will be casual with their business. And the very opposite of what you're hoping will happen is going to happen. You're hoping, like I was, if you just kind of recruit them and let them go, you're hoping that they're going to figure it out and they're just going to start producing, and that's going to be great. That's going to prove to you in your mind the system works and you'll be on to the next person. But that's not really what happens. What happens is if you just recruit them and let them drift, they drift away. You might recruit somebody once in a while that they're just driving hard no matter what. But even the people that have the capability of exploding out of the gate, of doing this at a high level, if they feel abandoned, now you have a trust issue, and they feel like that all that you wanted out of them was to sell them their membership and recruit them. And now because there's distrust and disconnect, and the relationship is different than they thought it was going to be, even the best producer may be turned off by that. So nurture, sponsor. It would be better to have somebody feel over-communicated with than under-communicated with when they're brand new, I promise you. So you want to make sure that new people get trained, number one. That's key. Number two, you have to listen for their lack of belief in themselves, which is very typical of a new person. And if you're with them in person or over the telephone, you're going to hear it. They start putting things off to the future. Remember, we have 20 days to get them Fast Start qualified. They start putting things off to the future. They're going to make their list next week. They're going to talk to their friend next week. They're going to do things when they get back from a trip. They're going to do things when the kids go back to school. If they're putting things off for the future, you don't have to correct that behavior in the moment. But you have to put that in your mind and say, okay, we have a confidence problem. They are not confident. They do not believe that they are ready to invite somebody to sit down and see a presentation. They don't feel ready. And the best way to handle that is to not be direct, because most people don't like that and they'll defend their position. They'll say, no, I feel ready. I'm just busy. The best thing is to find something inspirational that you can plug them into. Somebody's story, somebody's testimonial about how it was challenging for them. And they weren't sure if they could do it. But they're so glad that they didn't overthink it and hesitate, and that they just dove in and got to work. You can help them by breaking down those first tasks into smaller, bite-sized pieces. Maybe they don't want to make a list of 100 people that they know, but maybe we can get a list of their top 10, and then their next top 10, and sort that list and start to break down that information. But understand, listen, and have empathy for the fact that you probably have recruited someone who's very excited about Legal Shield, who's very excited about the opportunity and the ability to earn income and to have their own business. They just might not yet believe in themselves enough. Here's another great way to raise their belief in themselves. Interestingly, and to you can raise their belief in what they can do with this business by raising their belief in the service. So often when somebody is slow to get started, I identify immediately whether or not they have used their membership. Have they used their plan? I would say better than 90% of the time, the answer is no. Let's get their will done. Let's get them interacting with their law firm. Because as their belief in the service grows, their belief in whether or not they can do this will grow. Because they will see the value of the service will make up for whatever skills they perceive that they need that they don't yet have. And importantly, their stories about how they're using the plan is honestly better than any script we can give them. Because we are, after all, a people business. We are Legal Shield members and associates, but we're ultimately Legal Shield members telling our Legal Shield story to other people. And many of them will want to be members when they hear our stories. So it can be as simple as that. But stay with them. Stay with them, not on top of them. Make sure that they feel supported, but not managed. Because remember, most people are trying to leave a environment where they have a boss over their shoulder, where they're being set up to fail, where they have this perception that they can fail. Remember, you can't fail by not getting Fast Start qualified. There's no penalty. But there is bonus money, and there's the ability to add that to your personal story and your personal journey. And it is important that they get Fast Start qualified. The faster we can get somebody moving, the better. The MAD bonuses help that immensely. The Fast Start or Level Up bonus helps that immensely because we can add dollar values to moving quickly. And Legal Shield has been great about putting money on the table for us to utilize to get people into activity. But remember, there's no penalty. There was a time in the past where there was penalties. If you didn't do it in the first 20 days, you really felt like a failure. We don't want anybody to feel like a failure because there's no penalty for not doing it in 20 days, but there's bonuses and incentives for doing it 20 days or less. Here's another great thing I say to new people when they get started is that it doesn't take 20 days. The company gives us 20 days. Most people that do this do it in about 2 days. The problem is they wait until the last 2 days. So we want to avoid that. We want to be better than average. We don't want you to feel panicked or pain. So let's just get that taken care of now, and it'll be fun, and we'll get it done now. We'll get you paid sooner rather than later. But you can keep it light. You can keep it fun. Another reason people may have challenges getting Fast Start qualified, getting started in their business, is because they – I have a little noise on my line. Hang on 1 second, everybody. Because those people in particular, sorry about that. Because those people in particular, they feel like they can't approach their warm market. They're not sure how to talk to people that they know, like, and trust. And help them to understand that in addition to people they personally know, their family, their relatives, their warm market is people that know them. It may be their dry cleaner, their plumber, people that they do business with. Help them to broaden that and open the funnel so that they can understand just how big their opportunity really is. And remember, they're going to sell, market, sign up subscribers, however you want to call it. They're going to be bringing on many members over the course of their careers. They're going to remember the first one. They're going to remember the 1,000th one. The ones in the middle are going to be a blur. Remind them about that. If you're experiencing that now, let me be the one to tell you. A lot of it's going to be a blur in the middle. Also, make sure people understand that no matter how good our product, no matter how incredible our pricing, no matter how powerful our offer, people still say no. People say no to everything. Make sure that your new associate understands people are going to say no, that right now we're practicing, and that we're educators more than salespeople. Our job is to make sure that everybody we know knows that this opportunity to have this level of protection exists for them and their family. That's what we do. We don't have to force people to sign up or talk them into signing up for something they don't want. We have to inform them that this option exists, that what their real exposure is in the legal, as far as legality in the open market, what their real exposure is when it comes to identity theft, and to help them understand that. So if you can appreciate that you're not just a recruiter, but you're a sponsor, you're an advocate, you're a coach and a mentor, even if you're new. And another big part of making sure that you are comfortable as a leader is for you to understand as a leader that you don't lead by yourself. You do take the reins, that's true. But another big part of your job as a sponsor is to introduce your newest people to other leaders, to other people who have had success and have had longevity here. Make sure that everybody that you bring onto your team knows that the team is bigger than just the two of you, that there's a lot of people standing by that are only a phone call, text message, or email away. Hopefully this has been valuable and helpful to you. I just want to end with a few more thoughts for you on your personal business. As here we are, it's January 21st. We are more than halfway through the first month of the new year. As I said, how you do everything is how you do anything. And how you do anything is how you do everything. I want to make sure everybody, regardless of how long you've been with us, whether you're brand new or you've been around forever, you make sure that you, whatever your goals are for the month of January, you reach them and exceed them. If your goal is Performance Club, let's get that done now, not wait until the 31st of January. If your goal is Executive Director, let's get that wrapped up right now. If you need help and assistance, if you just need somebody to bounce your strategies off of, if you need somebody to talk to, reach out to your executive directors. Always reach out to the folks that have done the thing you're trying to do. Executive directors and six-figure income earners are really actually just waiting to take your call, to spend some time with you, working up the strategy so that you can join us here, because there's room at the top for every single one of us. And we're going to have a phenomenal week. We're not going to have a good week. We're not going to have an okay week. We're going to have a phenomenal week. This is going to be an incredible week at Legal Shield. You'll hear about it next week. You'll hear about the amount of business that's going to come in throughout this calendar week, even this short week. It's going to be big. Regardless of the weather where you live or any other circumstances, people are joining as Legal Shield associates. People are buying memberships and becoming protected with the Legal Shield and ID Shield products. We want to make sure that's happening in your team. But at least be grateful if it's not yet happening in your team, that it is happening all around you. Tens of thousands of people are signing up for memberships. Thousands of people are joining our mission. And we can make that happen in your team as well. But reach out for the help. Stay plugged into your team right here in this Facebook group and all the opportunities throughout the week that we have with the webinars and everything else coming up. I'm so grateful to all of you for being plugged in today. Bring this information to your team. Get your team locked in and ready for Dallas. Get them into Dallas, and you will have an incredible 2019. We'll be right back here next Monday evening with Mr. Mark Riches as well. Thank you so much, and good night.